continue in the Masilta Sharm with the commentary of the Bavloi Mishkan Evne on the bottom of page Reish Nun Aleph with the words of the Masilta Sharm. Klal Shodavar, in general, Ha'adam lo nivra bavur matzava lamazel. The person was not created for his situation in this world. Ela bavur matzava balamaba. He's only created for his situation in the world to come. Ela shematzav olamazeh emtsoy lematzav olamaba shutachliso. But his situation in this world is a means for his situation in the world to come, which is the goal. That's the words of the Masilta Sharm. Explains the Bavav. Yeshmakam shuatachlis olamaba v'yeshmakam shuemtsoy olamazeh. There's a place that's the goal. The goal is the world to come. And there's a place, there's the means. And that's this world. A person was not created for his situation in this world, to live in this world, primarily. But rather, for the matzav that he finds himself in the world to come. Next page, Reish and Beis. So the question is, what is the situation in this world? What's the situation in the world to come? What is this world all about? What's the next world all about? So know why one is the primary and one is the means. Kiyom, now, right now, Bolam Hazeh, this world, Nimtzoyim Anu B'matzo Shel Shikol Godel. We're in a world that has great, there's great balance, great weighing that has to happen. Ha'im Lihimashek Acharei HaChomer or Lihimashek Acharei Neshama. Should one be drawn after one's physicality, or should one be drawn after his soul? Tinok sheze aton nolad, a child that is just born now, both in tivi nimshech acharei guf, nor naturally is drawn after the body. Ukechol shu gidel laat laat mitchila lihiskalos etzon neshama. And as the child grows up little by little, it begins, there begins to reveal within himself the soul. He begins to be drawn after that soul. Everyone according to his level. But even then, as being drawn after the soul, even as the person begins to be drawn after his soul, but by most people, if not all people, the drawing after the body is still much stronger than the pull that is after the neshama. Thus he'd love it, but in the future, but in the next world, it's going to be exactly the opposite. In a natural way, the person will be drawn primarily after the body. His primary pull will be after the soul, but there'll also be some pull, for the body. So, but it's a whole different reality then. Im kein, if so, matzav al mazeh, what does he mean with the words matzav al mazeh, the situation in this world? Hakavana means, mishicha leguf yosem hashel neshama. The situation in this world means the pull of the body, which is stronger than the soul. Umatzav al mazeh, when we talk about the situation in the world to come, so mishicha yikars neshama, a main pull of the neshama. That's finished in this world and the next world. So where is the pull? The great rabbis, when they would part from each other, each one would give his friend a blessing. And the blessing would be, you should see your world in your lifetime. That was the blessing. So the question is, which person sees his world in his lifetime? So, Adam shehamashicha shalol neshama chazaka yosem hamashicha leguf. We're talking about a person who the pull for him to the soul is stronger than the pull to the body. Etzlo, for such a person, milchamas hayetzer hu chlasha. the battle with the Yetzer has been weakened. Avram Avinu, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Shilagami lo ha'isek far. Or like the patriarchs, that there totally was no Yetzer. That the pull to the soul, after they developed themselves, was so natural, was totally natural without any battle. And that's what it means, a person should see his world in his lifetime. You should see, his world meaning the real world, the world to come, which is where the pull to the neshama is stronger than the pull to the body, will give you a bracha that you should come to that reality in this world, to see that, be in the next world reality, in this world, to have a greater pull to the neshama and almost no pull to the body. That's what he's saying, that's what the blessing is. So, Adam Yachal Lifo Pa'ulo. Person can do an activity. Yes on the side, and there's a test. Haimli Hagbir as an neshama, Lagbir as a guf. Which one is going to be stronger? To allow the soul to be stronger, to allow the body to be stronger. Fuboker Lahagbir as an neshama. Let's say he chooses to let the soul win. This is not called a natural pull to the neshama. That's not it. This is an activity that came from the power of one's free will choice that was done with a presence of mind. He fulfilled the commandment of the Torah which said, you shall choose life. And he chose to go with the life of the soul more so than the life of the body. But still, the natural inclination was not to go after the neshama. So most of us, if we make a good decision, it was with a struggle. We didn't naturally want to do it, but we know, okay, that's what Hashem wants us to do. So we'll work hard to choose to go after the soul, but we came up against a strong pull that wanted us to go after the body. So even if we do the right things, we're still not seeing our world in our lifetime. Because seeing our world would be that the natural pull would be to the neshama, and then there wouldn't be any battle. Mashamad of Dormar, what can we compare this to? Adam Shnosno Shtei Karos. We give a person two plates. In one of them is a plate full of gold. The other one is a plate full of hot coals. Both on TV, the natural instinct of the person is to put his hand towards the gold and not towards the coals. Would we call that a free will choice? Say, have a free will choice? Well, Zoe TV is. No, that's the nature. The nature is person's gonna go for the gold and not for the coal. This is not a definition of free will choice, a definition of natural inclination. So, Bechira Hagdora, so what's the definition of free will choice? That's a place where the different desires of the person are contending with each other. And in that situation, has to choose between one of the two desires that are contradictory to each other. That is a free will choice. Free will choice is you want to eat the treif, you really want it, and you're choosing not to. Now, of course, over the course of our lives, we've worked on some of these free will choices that they no longer are free will choices. Certain people get to the point where they don't have any desire to eat treif. So now there's no Yetzer pulling him in that direction. So he's conquered one area of the Yetzer. But then the Yetzer has other areas it hits us with. We have to keep fighting. So as long as we are fighting and we feel the fight, then we know we're still in this world and we have not yet entered into that next world. Page Reishon and Gimel. Lossi love it in the future. Both on TV, Hodam Yenim Shachlachai Neshama. In a natural way, a person will be pulled to the soul. And that is really the true way a person should be. To the degree that the person allows himself and is drawn to his neshama in this world, so he will be his level in the world to come. Let's talk about what the rabbis say about the future. It says, "Vesruach atuma avir min aretz," and the spirit of impurity, God will says what? I will pass away from the earth. Lo yeh yoser chatoim. There'll be no more sins, as the pasuk also says, "Yitamu chatoim min aretz v'shem adonam." Sins will cease from the earth, and the wicked will be no longer. Why will there be no pull to sin in the future? Because Hashem will slaughter the angel of death. Vadish said, "No, that's true." What's the depth? What's the real reason? The answer is, as long as there's a body in the soul. If there is the possibility to be drawn after the body more than after the soul, that's a possibility to sin. But if the pull to the soul is greater than to the body, he's not able to be drawn after the body as long as that is going to disturb the soul. Because he's drawn after the soul. Therefore, consequently, there cannot be no sins. B'milah mokas, in a deeper way, we can express this. Ein chait keshamashich l'neshama yosech hazok me'aguf, keneshamash l'adz l'aguf. Very simply put, but in a deep way, there cannot be sin when the pulling to the soul is stronger than the pulling to the body. Because the soul will rule the body, and not the body ruling the soul. So that's why humans will not sin. Okay. So that's the definition of the situation in this world, where the pull to the body is stronger than the pull to the soul. Situation in the next world, the pull to the soul is stronger than to the body. And however, so why do we live such a world where there's a pull to the body? Because that is the means where we make the free will choices, where we now develop ourselves slowly, slowly to be, to nurture ourselves, to bring out the neshama, so that the pull of the neshama in this world becomes the stronger pull. In the next world, that's the automatic. In this world, it's not the automatic. In this world, you have to work on bringing out the soul. Soul is there. It's clearly there, but it is hidden. The more you bring it out, the more clearly it is out there, the more the pull of the soul will be stronger. When the pull of the soul is stronger than the body, then you've reached the blessed state of Olam Chatira B'chayecha. You should see your world in your lifetime. See the next world in your lifetime.
That could be achieved here.
Yes, that's the whole point.
But he said no, because he said that the only way to do that is in Olam Haba.
No, he said there were patriarchs, there were people who could do this.
So that's
if you're a tzaddik, you develop yourself into being a tzaddik, you can experience it in this world. 100%. 100%. You have to work on it. If we would work on that avoda as much as we work to make a parnasa, we would achieve it. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We don't spend a lot of time on it, so it's not going to happen. That's all. Believe me, if you didn't go to work every day, you'd be a pauper. You'd be a pauper, right? So we're spiritual paupers. We don't put the effort in it. Just going to shul 3 times a day and davening is not nearly enough to do it. You have to study on it. You have to work on it. You have to spend a lot of time and effort to bring out. That's what we're learning in the Tanya. That's what the Tanya is trying to teach us. Explain to you why really it's a very easy thing if we would. Lahavdol. It's no different than weightlifting. Everybody can have big muscles. You just have to put the time. That's all. You have to put the time into it. Really, it's very easy to be a weightlifter. But the hardest part is I have to set aside time every day to do it. If I don't set aside time to do it, it's never going to happen. You want to be spiritually strong? You can do it too. You have to set aside the time for it. And most Jews don't, so therefore they don't reach it. They think it's impossible. It's not impossible. You have to do what's necessary to be able to strengthen the soulful muscles within yourself. And once you strengthen them, then it becomes stronger. Doesn't mean to say you still won't sin. You could make sins in incorrect judgment. But still, primarily, your primary pull is the neshama. And then the battle is over, as it were. Okay, let's continue after the three diamonds. Ella, but shematzava b'olam hazeh hu emtsoi l'matzava l'abo. But the Mesillas Yesharim said, our situation in this world is a means for our situation in the world to come. How is it a means? Bipashtus, on a simple level, as we know, Chazal say, Hayom lasosa mochel kabel scharim. Today we do, and tomorrow we get the reward, which is true. Tavut kan b'olam hazeh tekabel saschai losi l'abo. You work now, and you get your reward in the world to come. That's true, but there's something much deeper here. We already prefaced and said the world to come, its context is the pull to the soul is greater than the pull to the body. In this world, the pull to the body is greater than the pull to the soul. So therefore, how could this world be a means to the world to come if they're two different realms? The answer is, I've already said it, our job is to lessen every day, a little bit, make less, the pull after the body. And to strengthen the pull to the soul. Then this world becomes a means to the goal, which is the world to come. This isn't just a stam definition that today you do and tomorrow you get the reward. You do your mitzvahs and you get a reward in the next world. But rather he's working on a pathway of life. It's not a question of doing mitzvahs, but I'm working on changing my schema of life, the way I look at life. Next page, Reish Nadal. A person finds himself on a specific level in life. Now the question is, how do you check yourself to know what level you're on? So some people say, you know, I can tell what level I'm on. A kind of a mitzvah, I do. That's not an accurate way of checking how you're doing. If you want to make a cheshbon on nefesh, say, well, am I doing good or not? Let me see how many mitzvahs I'm doing, how many avers I'm doing. That's not the right way to check. Not that we're saying God forbid you shouldn't do mitzvahs. So this doesn't define and show us what level he's on. Because the rabbis tell us, even the empty ones of us are like a pomegranate that's filled with seeds, filled with mitzvahs. See, even the sinners are filled with mitzvahs. In other words, you could be on a very low spiritual level, but you still have a lot of mitzvahs that you've done. A Rasha could check himself, find he's got dozens and dozens of mitzvahs like a pomegranate, and he comes to the decision that, you know what, everything's fine. I'm okay. I went to shul 3 times. I gave tzedakah. I learned. I did a whole bunch of things. I'm okay. Nothing else to work on. But that's not true, because we're saying even the empty ones can be filled with mitzvahs. So how can he truly check himself to know what level he's on? Rakimu over averis? Is it by just checking how many averis he's done? Kamlo, that's also not true. Kamoshi goes to Rabbeinu Yonah b'Shari Tshuva, like Rabbeinu Yonah explains in his work, Shari Tshuva. Nefesh ha-rosh asher kol tavosa lechev tzeguf b'chayev, the soul of the wicked, who all his desires are for the needs of the body in his lifetime. V'nifredes tavosa me'avodas ha-borei v'nifdelos m'shrosha, and his taivus separate himself from his service to Hashem, and separates him from his roots. Tered b'mosa l'mat l'aris l'makam tavosa. So he goes down, when he dies, he goes down to the earth, to the place of his taivus. Klaimer, meaning to say, Adam shamash him shachus shalo achar aguf chazuk yosma shachus al guf who bechal rasha. Person whose pull to the body is stronger than pull to the soul is considered a wicked person. Since they're a wicked person, if you're more pulling to the averus, you're a wicked person. So zeu omek divrei chazal. This is the deeper meaning of the rabbis. Tzadikim yetzer tov shovtan. A tzaddik, his yetzer tov rules. Rishoyim yetzer ra shovtan. A wicked person, the evil inclination rules. Beinonim zevazeh shovtan. In between, there's a fight. Which one rules? So what does this mean? Yetzer tov shovtan. The rabbi said the yetzer tov rules. Hakavona shenashama chazaka yosem aguf. It means the neshama is now stronger than the body. And when we say that by the Yetzer rules, it means the body is stronger. By the in-between people, both parts vie for which one is stronger on which day. Therefore, so person wants to say, okay, where am I at? It's time to make an annual inspection. Where am I at? So certainly the first level is see how many misses have you done in averus. Obviously that's the first superficial indicator. It's just like you take, God forbid, medical tests to see where you're holding. So the first thing, they will give you a blood test. You could have the blood, because it could be good. You could still be sick. But if the blood's bad, then you already know something's bad. So okay, so let's see how many misses, how many averus you've done. That's the first superficial, first indication. Okay, now that's the first one. But habadika shnia, but the second and more important inspection is lema ani nimshach yoser benefesh. What am I drawn more towards? L'neshama l'guf, to the soul, to the body. You know, what is it that you like more? If you had to be honest and say, okay, what are the highlights of my day? What are the highlights of my day? So let's say in a particular day, you had three very tasty meals. You had three, you know, davenings that you had to do. You had a class you had to go to. And there was an amazing sporting event. If you're a cricket fan, I understand there were some very chashuv games. They said yesterday 1 billion people were watching this cricket match between India and Pakistan. Guess there's a lot of Muslims in the world, or whatever, Pakistanis. 1 billion people, they weren't going to work. The game was in the morning yesterday. So they interviewed a Pakistani guy, an Indian guy. They said, so I'm going to enjoy it. And I guess they're very long games, these cricket games. And the guy says, they played it there, but it was the timing of it was in the morning. Because I'm not going to work. He's watching the cricket game, right? Okay, so there's certain sporting events that Jews really like. So the question is, like, so what do you enjoy more in your day? Do you enjoy more, you know, following your favorite sports team, or do you enjoy more learning a Gemara? Which one do you really enjoy more? Do you enjoy more going to work, or do you enjoy more davening? You know, those are the questions you have to ask. Those are very simple questions. He checks himself and he reaches a level where he can say, well, I'm so much pulled to the neshama, I'm so much pulled to the body. Then a couple months later, you do another check. You check again. If you see that after a couple months you're at the same level, I still really like cricket games a lot. I like them a lot, and a lot of times I've seen cricket games at the expense of not going to a shir. You always can tell when push comes to shove. That'll always answer for you. You had a shir to go to, and you didn't go to the shir for what reason? Okay, so if you, you know, there was another mitzvah that you had to do, you had to go to a wedding, you know, your brother's getting married, of course, you have to go to the wedding, right? But if it's some innocuous reason, you know, it's a birthday party. It's my child's second birthday party. Can't learn Torah the whole day because they're having a birthday party, right? So that means your child's second birthday party is more important than learning Torah. Okay, so you kind of know what kind of level you're at. So if the pull to the neshama 2 months later, to the goof, is just as strong as it was 2 months ago, means you've absolutely grown zero. I davened in the last 2 months a few hundred tefillos, and I learned a few more pages of Gemara, and I gave a few more dollars to tzedakah. You haven't grown an inch because you haven't moved yourself to follow the neshama more than you follow the body. That is the litmus test, right? And so it hasn't happened. And that can't be. As the Vilna Gaon says, oh, olim, oh, yardim. You're going up, you're going down. If you say you're the same, then you're less. That's it. If I'm on the same level, by definition, you're less. It can't be you're the same level. It means barlo shazaz from mishachas alachrei neshama chazaka maat from mishachas alachrei guf alcha v'nechushat alachrei shisalup. If you check things out and you see you moved a little bit more to the soul and a little less to the body, oh, then you've grown, you've risen. Even if not, chasol ma'apach. That's for the opposite. Gami malah. And if you grew, hashelim malah bekatzava royal lo. Have you grown to the right amount or not? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself. So, you know, we really should, that's what one really should do, is to set goals. You know, whatever you want to call them, monthly goals, quarterly goals. Yeah, you have to say, okay, but a month from now, I will, you know, have a feel that I enjoy this spiritual thing more than that spiritual thing, more than that physical thing. Reish Nunei. Chazal limduno ki yeshnam ofanim livdok mi ben olabo. And our rabbis have taught us there's all kinds of questions you can ask yourself to find if you are someone who is being pulled more after neshama after soul. And this explains all these chazals. Many times it says, Gemara says, Ezo ben olam habo. Who is a ben olam habo? What does the word ben olam habo mean? Literally means a son of the world to come. That's not what it means. A lot of times the word, when ben is used adjacent to a noun, we're saying that the person is relatable to this concept. He relates to this concept. A zeven alba means, who is a person that is living a world to come existence now? How can you tell if a person is being, what Gemara is saying is, who is a person who's pulled after the neshama more than he's pulled after the body? Is zeven alba alba? So there's all kinds of statements. And vanasam v'shafal berach, a humble person who comports himself in a low way, shayif ayal shayif anafik v'garis baraisa tadira v'lo machzik tivuz nafshei. The guy goes humbly. He's learning Torah constantly. He doesn't think he's so great. Have done such a great job. That's what Gemara Sanhedrin says. So mamunach b'chol dvar melo. What do these words mean? When the Gemara Sanhedrin says, "Who's a ben olam haba?" He goes about his business in a very humble way. Always learning. Never is arrogant. So mishu and vanasam v'shavu barach. This person who's humble, right? He's nullified his pull after the body, and he's revealed the soul. When he reveals that his soul, and he's nullifying himself to his creator, that's a sign that he is a person of the world to come. And the truth is, this is a guy who can do a lot of mitzvahs, v'lo ben olam haba. He's not a ben olam haba. Ki olam haba, hu olam shebo hai mishachah sacharei neshama chazak yos mishachah sacharei guf. Olam haba is a place where the pull to the soul is stronger than the pull to the body. And our job is to develop that balance in this world. Nim tzilviza, comes according to this. Shedivre chazal, sho'elam hazeh, hu amser l'tachlis. So what do we mean? When this world is a means to the goal of the next world. Ain Akdaras Adavar Shadow Makai Mitzvahs Minich Tfilin Uvarach Brachas Ubezez Echayim Abba. It doesn't mean that in this world you do mitzvahs, put on tefillin, make brachas, and now I merit the world to come. No. Zeh Shitchiyus Chitzionis Shadarka Efshe Ulai Lo Lekabel Gehemen Ach Efshe Lo Gehem Olam Olam Olam. Just doing mitzvahs and all that, that's a superficial way of looking at it, that perhaps you won't go to Gehenna, but you can't get into Olam Haba either that way. Hagdor Shalom Tzorvet Achasi, what does it mean that this world is a means to the goal? What does it mean? Yeshal Neshama, Yeshal Guf, person has a soul, has a body, Umechazik Esim Meshachas Erin Neshama, he strengthens the pull after the Neshama, Umamek Be'agdor Esim Meshachas Echari Guf, and he limits the pulling after the body. Until he reaches a level where the soul rules the body, and that makes him a ben olam haba. So, how does that happen? Well, very obviously, you got to do the things that strengthen a soul and do the things that weaken a body. One of those things is to eat less. Obviously. You know, stop feeding yourself delicacies that taste so good. Stop focusing your life on food. That's the one obvious one. One of the things that your body loves. Submission Pirkei Avos, right? Kachi Darkei Shel Torah, Pasva Melech Tochel, Mayim Bebesurah Tishtev, Alaretz Tishon. Eat bread and water. Sleep on the floor. Now, never on that label, but stop making the physical pleasures of this world so important in your life. And the way you do it is very simple. You starve yourself from those things. Not to the point where your mom is suffering, but slowly, slowly. You divest yourself from one nourishkeit, divest yourself from another nourishkeit. Slowly stop doing those things that the body loves doing. We're addicted to our bodies. You gotta get unaddicted to your bodies. All right. And that's what he says, the next words from Shul Sharm. Okay, Timsa Mamare. Again, obviously. So what's the litmus test, as always? The litmus test for that is, how do you keep Shabbos? Come back to that question. You'll never get away from it. You can't get away from it. And that's a good time to take a litmus test every Matzah Shabbos. Every Matzah Shabbos. Again, what the pull to the soul says, I want to start Shabbos earlier, I want to end it later. Clearly, that means the soul is pulling you. The body is pulling you. Again, why would you want to end Shabbos earlier if it is Me'ein Olam Haba? So that means it's the day of the soul. It's the day where you really appreciate the soulful activities. Hashem gave you one day to make it much easier to appreciate the soulful activities. So when you say, well, listen, the Shabbos is over. Yeah, but you can make it longer. But I don't want to make it longer. Why don't you want to make it longer? Because that's all I have to do. If you really liked it, you'd say, I really want to extend it more. You know, there's a person, I'm going into this fancy restaurant, half an hour on the clock. Whatever is at a half an hour, I'm out. Okay, you didn't get the dessert yet. Sorry, I have to leave. That's all I can expend on this. That's all I can afford to give up on my life is a half an hour in the restaurant. And whatever time it is, I gotta leave. No, you draw it out because, you know, I enjoy it. I want to do as much as I can. So if you say, Shabbos over at this time, so the bottom line is, you're defining who you are. You're defining who you are. If you think about what's going on after Shabbos, you're defining who you are. You're forced to keep Shabbos, then you're like the pomegranate. It's a pomegranate Shabbos. If you say, no, this really felt good. So we're not saying you're good or bad people. We're just saying you want to have a litmus test. That's the litmus test. If you're sleeping the whole Shabbos, that's part of the litmus test. How spiritual was the Shabbos already? It ain't going to get better during the week. It ain't going to get better. So if this is the best it can be, and the best it could be is you slept most of the day, and you came rushing in the last minute for Shabbos, came rushing out the first minute of Shabbos, you've kind of defined who you are. If you're saying, oh, I can start it as early as I can. What's the earliest I can start? Well, the earliest you can start is Plag HaMincha. I'm there at Plag HaMincha. What's the latest? Latest, you can draw it another hour, 2 hours. That sounds like a good plan. What else could I be doing in this world that could be better than that? What else can you be doing in this world that could be better than that? Checking your emails? What could you do that's better than that? right? And people are not ending Shabbos early to rush to do Malav Malka. That's not what they're doing. It's not what they're doing. Right? So that is the litmus test. And that's how a person's honest. And every week you should say, did I want the Shabbos more? Did I want it less? Okay, sometimes, you can't drag it out. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take a flight back on Monday Shabbos. Okay. You wish you could drag out another 5 hours, but you gotta take a flight back. Okay. You gotta come back to here to do your Avodah Sakodesh. So that really, if you want to know who and what you are, every Shabbos. Shabbos just, well, the meals with the family, that's Shabbos. But there's no learning, there's no thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no meditating on your soul. Then that's where you are. And that's a Ben Olam Haba. Okay.